This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
West, there are some still cleaning up from some flooding thanks to a tropical storm, but it looks like Grace won't hit our shores here in the United States, although in Mexico, lots of Americans who are vacationing had to be evacuated, especially from a little sweet spot called Tulum. And, of course, the thing that so many are talking about is what's happening in Afghanistan, the heartbreaking images, the video that we're seeing of kids fleeing from the Taliban's Afghanistan. And it's ironic because it was about celebrating Independence Day, but there is no independence. Now you have terrorists who are ruling that country. Are Americans trapped? The word is yes, there is still chaos in Kabul, only it's outside of the airport and people are frantically trying to get inside the airport to escape. Just how bad will it get? And then there's a bomb suspect surrendering to police near the U.S. Capitol after a standoff. Just another day, folks. Hey, Kate Delaney, trust me, we will lighten the load as we move along here. Thanks for joining us on the show. Let's talk about what happened in front of the Capitol first, because, you know, when something happens around the Capitol, especially now, we've had more incidents than I can recall since the beginning of the year in January 6th. Now this bomb suspect was a guy from North Carolina. He said he had a bomb in his pickup, this 49-year-old guy. So he peacefully surrendered to police after 5 hours. There was an evacuation of parts of the government complex there on the Hill. The U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said that ultimately the suspect crawled from his cluttered cab of a pickup, and that ended the confrontation. A lot of it was live streamed on Facebook, so you just wondered what was going to happen because you kept looking and seeing and seeing and seeing and seeing and seeing, and it was hour after hour after hour. So finally, Floyd Ray Roseberry gave up, and apparently he had suffered from some personal losses, whatever they were, and was dealing with other issues is what they're saying. They didn't get deep into what that was. But there was some real concern that this truck was rigged with explosives, and there were explosive-making devices in the truck once this all played out and he was picked up. It happened at about 9 o'clock, you know, 9:15-ish, actually, on Thursday. And this was his truck that was driven on the sidewalk outside the Library of Congress building. And whatever that device was, it looked like a detonator that was in his hand. So they couldn't mess around with that, with how close he was to so many of those buildings. You think about the Library of Congress. It is across the street from the Supreme Court. It's right there on Independence Avenue, right? Well, it's First Street, but it's right next to Independence Avenue and the U.S. Capitol and Constitution Avenue and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he was apparently saying that on the stream, the revolution is on, it's here. And he said, I'm looking for all my other patriots to come out and help me. And apparently there was a lot of anti-government narratives that they found rambling on different social media accounts that he had. But again, he was taken into custody. There wasn't anything that happened. Nothing went off, etc. And so this ended, luckily, in a peaceful way, because it was really scary for a moment, wondering what was going to happen here. I mean, they set up a perimeter, and you had the Capitol Police, you had the FBI, you had the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, you had the D.C. Metropolitan Police, all of them had gotten close to this, you know, because you got to think about the threat of an explosive near the Capitol, and it just, again, makes your mind go back to January 6th and that riot, and the two pipe bombs that were placed near the headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Committee. So there, nothing is taken lightly, let's put it that way. And I wouldn't think that it would be, but this was one that ended in a much different way than it could have. Let's just say that, right? It could have been a much different situation. All right, I wish it was a different situation in Afghanistan, because there are Americans that are stuck at this point. Kabul is not as organized as we were led to believe, meaning a day after those horrific stills, pictures, videos emerged of people grabbing on to the C-17s and trying to get out. There still is mayhem at the airport, only lots of it is happening outside of it, where people are trying to get inside the tarmac, and some of them are being kept away because they don't have the proper visas, where some of them have dual U.S. Afghan citizenships, etc., and they got emails telling them to get to the airport, but in the emails, there is no safe passage to the airport, so there is still chaos that is happening. There's reportedly Taliban soldiers, rebels, whatever you want to call them, now they control the country, that were shooting into a few crowds. And what are the casualties of the people firing that are being fired upon? There's a stampede, etc. We don't even know any of that. So it's another day of Taliban rule. And it's interesting because the Independence Day that would be marked was the country's 1919 independence from Britain, and now the Taliban takes over, so it falls again, and this is still unclear as to how this is all going to filter out, but you've got a lot of those Taliban militants that are moving from house to house. They're setting up checkpoints. They've been set up already. They're setting up more. They're threatening to arrest or kill relatives of collaborators in major cities if they don't give them up. So if you don't say where your son is, where your nephew is, where your grandson is, they're killing people. Those that are at risk are people that were in those positions in the military, the police, the investigative units, all of them. And there was a Taliban pledge this week, because the world was watching, to grant amnesty to former officials, but I don't think that's happening, because they're screening, they're searching, they're looking, and they're screening people outside the Kabul airport. So trying to get in has been really, really difficult for a lot of people. The Pentagon is saying that the military could be evacuating 5,000 to 9,000 people a day from Afghanistan, that they're as soon as they're approved for departure. But in the last 24 hours, only a little more than 2,000 people, 300 Americans included in that group, made it out of Kabul safely, flying on 12 C-17 planes. The State Department is saying that they've processed a group of 6,000 people who will get on planes soon, but it still is about people being prevented from reaching the airport. If they're unable, for whatever reason, to get to the airport, what can they do? Now, supposedly there was that deal to provide safe passage to American citizens into the airport, and it was working, but there are reports that that's not true. There are people that are being stopped. Wow. A lot of you had concerns about that, and also the Delta variant. We'll talk about that as we head to the mailbag next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Facebook with some great big plans for the first ever Elevate by Black Summit, an incredible opportunity with a training event that's free. It's a one-day virtual summit hosted by comedian, actress, and podcast host Michelle Boutte. Rachel Hawk, marketing manager for small business at Facebook, joins us. Rachel, give us more details.
This month, we're so excited to put a spotlight on Black-owned small businesses and offer a new training event, the Facebook Elevate by Black Summit. So many small businesses have suffered incredible loss over the last year, but Black-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by higher closure rates and lost sales. This virtual event will give new tools, insights, and inspirations for businesses on their road to recovery.
Rachel, where can we go for more information to sign up for the event?
To learn more about the Buy Black Summit or sign up to attend the event, go to facebook.com/buyblacksummit.
Thanks, Rachel. Again, Facebook.com, Buy Black Summit.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Partaking in the mailbag, it just always blows me away how many people send me their thoughts listening all different times of the day. I mean, look, this is radio. Things are podcasts. I know you listen to me on our great affiliates like WOGO in Wisconsin, and I hear from you, and I'm hearing what you're saying. And I know you listen at different times, too, because that's the world we live in. So great. 24/7, you can fling me your thoughts, so to speak. Kate at Kate Delaney Radio. .com. All right, speaking of Wisconsin, I got this email from Joseph. Well, we know a lot of Josephs or Joes or Joeys listen to the show, and he is listening on WOGO 680 AM. Woohoo! Big shout out to all of you from that fine station. He says, Katie, I've been listening to the show probably for the last 3 months. I was on pins and needles about what was happening with our quarterback, and I was glad that your prediction that he was going to stay came true because we need him. You know, you have the MVP, and it is our great escape, like you say. I'm like you are. I'm concerned about things that are happening in the world, but I'm going to be honest. My one breath of fresh air, whether people like it or not, is to watch football. And to me, yes, it's the preseason, but I'm liking that we aren't talking anymore about, geez, are we going to lose Aaron Rodgers this year? We're talking about whether he's going to be back next year or not. What do you think happens with Aaron Rodgers the next time around? Well, let me consult my crystal ball, Joseph. You know what? I think that it's like that question that I said this the other day. Every time Green Bay travels, that's going to keep on coming up from other reporters asking the questions from other cities, because that's the intriguing thing. Oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen next year? I say you take a breath and you just have fun and enjoy this year, right? None of us are guaranteed what's going to happen tomorrow. He even said himself he doesn't want 2021 to be a farewell tour. He doesn't want that to happen. Maybe it is going to be his last year. Maybe it's not going to be his last year. I mean, he likes playing football. He has other things in his life. And, you know, you got Jordan Love, who's not Aaron Rodgers at this point. But it seems like, to me, Green Bay has great, I won't say luck, great skill in getting quarterbacks that come up, you know, in the ranks. So whoever it is, if you look at the storied history of quarterbacks in Green Bay, there's always these stories. And for that matter, you get these stories in a lot of other places, too, about who is the quarterback and who's waiting behind the wings. And, oh, the young quarterback is pressing. And then you see what happens. I mean, you know, ultimately, it all seems to somehow shake out and work out. And Aaron Rodgers really, really worked out. So I think that you just watch what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, enjoy the season and some of the silliness of what they're doing in camp, and hope it's a good season. You know, you look at their schedule. They start in New Orleans, then they have the Lions, then they're at San Francisco, then they've got the Steelers at home, then they got a couple of road games. And it's going to be an interesting season, that's for sure. But it could be a winning season for Green Bay because they still have a lot of incredible weapons there. And you see how close Green Bay came last time around. All right. And we'll talk more about that kind of thing in the Man Cave whenever we go to the Man Cave, which is at least a couple of times a week. All right. Something else coming from that region. This one is from Alex. Alex, just like our Alex. And Alex says, hi, Kate. I'm here in Wisconsin, and I was listening one night when you were talking about visiting Wisconsin and spending time in Milwaukee and going to a cousin's wedding and how much fun you said you had. And I loved hearing that because I think sometimes people bag on the Midwest and especially Wisconsin. I'm not really sure why, but there are a lot of cool, hidden areas in Wisconsin to visit and see, and we're really, 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 really proud of that. Yes, there are a lot of that's what happened with me. I had no expectation that I wouldn't enjoy it, but there were so many cool things, like how many areas were blocked off where you could ride bikes. The you know, it's the joke about the cheeseheads with the Packers, but really the cheese is the best cheese that I've had in the United States. And there were some cool places to hang where they had great rooftops and just even the Capitol there. I remember touring around the Capitol and other, you know, nooks and crannies in Wisconsin. So yes, yes, yes. All right. I like that. I like the pride people have of their community and their, you know, in their areas. All right. This one is from Ash, and Ash says, Kate, I'm watching what's going on with this Delta variant, and my gosh, could we be more divided than ever? And now we've got to worry about these booster shots. I am somebody who got vaccinated. I was kind of skeptical in the beginning, probably like most people, even if they won't admit it, because of how quick we were to get the availability, I guess, of the shots, which we apparently needed, because it is keeping people from being on ventilators. But now we have to get a booster shot after all of this, and then you got to look at the 8 months and the effectiveness of that and everything else, I guess, in between. But with this Delta variant that is spreading, and especially looking at what's happening with kids, I think it's really, really scary, and I'm wondering what some of these companies are going to do. Do you think that companies are going to start to be forced to have vaccine mandates or not? Because I know some of my coworkers don't want to get vaccinated, and right now that's not happening, but they may be jeopardizing other people's lives, including their own. So the vaccine mandates are now becoming a thing. It's not just, oh, we strongly suggest you're vaccinated or you wear a mask or whatever. Because of people returning back to offices, it is pretty challenging, right, for these companies. And, I mean, all kinds of companies. They have employee vaccine mandates now because of the Delta variant. And I think that's like, you know, you look at United Airlines, you look at state governments. New York, of course, comes to mind. California, they're requiring all workers to get vaccinated. inoculated. Tyson Foods, that huge meat processor, same thing there. And some, and then how do they know, and how do you have the proof? And a lot of companies, I guess, are relying on apps that have, that store health records, but some are requiring people to verify some of the details. And, you know, this is now becoming a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. I think you're going to see this more, especially as we watch what's going on with the Delta variant. Concerts are being canceled, like Garth Brooks. Boy, is there anybody who he puts on, like, the best show. Whether you, if you've never been to one of his concerts, whew. Anyway, he didn't want to do it, but he canceled shows in five cities, he said, in his tour, and he refunded, like, 350,000 tickets because he thought, like I was saying on this show, that the pandemic was falling behind us. And now you're seeing that we're still in the middle of this. So he's saying he's going to look at new dates in 2022. And I think a lot of other people are doing the same thing. And then some are still going ahead with it. But then some of them that are going ahead with it, like a Bruce Springsteen, like an Elvis Costello, like a Paul Simon or a Patti Smith, all that kind of stuff, all of them, you know, are all of those concerts, like they're going to be in one big concert in New York City, they're requiring to be admitted to it that you have to have coronavirus vaccination. Is, you know, you have to have it, or they're not letting you in. There are some exceptions because there are people that cannot get it, but this is a thing that we're going to see keep happening. This one is from Edward. He says, Kate, I live in the Sunshine State like your brother and sister-in-law and nephew. And one day I like DeSantis. The next day I can't decide if I do or not. And now he's really getting a lot of backlash. He was getting a lot of love a couple of months ago. Now he's getting some backlash because of what the school districts are doing. And the fact is that they are imposing mask mandates. And they are afraid in some of our bigger counties to not have a mask mandate because they're concerned about the Delta variant and what will happen in these schools. So they're not worried about the fallout from the governor's orders. Yeah, that's kind of like Texas. And so what's happening is, of course, in Florida, they have some big school districts like Miami-Dade County. That's like the fourth largest in the county. Hillsborough County. That's the eighth. Palm Beach County. Broward County. I say I can name them all off because I'm thinking of family and friends. And they're saying the school approved mask mandates in all those districts for at least some of the 2021-22 school year. Yeah. All right, remember, you can flip me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As U.S. forces work to secure the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, the situation outside the perimeter has been described as chaos. USA's John Clemens reports.
In one part of Afghanistan, a rally in honor of the country's Independence Day from Great Britain in 1919, turned into a protest against the Taliban takeover that was quickly put down by the terrorists. Those trying to flee the country have been met with resistance as they tried to make it to the airport. The Sikh Freedom Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed his frustration.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News. A man in a pickup truck parked near the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill and told police he had a bomb.
Floyd Roy Rosenberry from Grover, North Carolina, was taken into custody without incident.
Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says officers had been trying for hours to talk to him.
Over the course of time, we tried to negotiate with Mr. Rosenberry. We first started doing that with a whiteboard, just writing messages back and forth. We used a robot to get a telephone down to him. But he would not use the telephone.
Negotiations lasted for about 5 hours. In North Carolina, two people have died and dozens are missing after flooding caused by Tropical Storm Fred. Now, as a post-tropical cyclone, Fred is drenching New England and New York. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Grace passed over the Yucatan Peninsula and into open waters. It's expected to return to hurricane strength before striking Mexico a second time this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Books, The Caller and Critical Mass, that we're going to talk about anyway. Daniel, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the road to becoming a novelist, becoming a writer, because you are, they're published. What sent you in this direction?
I've been writing stories ever since I was a kid.
So this was the next step, right? Getting sitting down and actually doing it, making short stories bigger.
Yeah. I mean, I always enjoyed just sitting down and writing short stories as a grade schooler and a high schooler, and eventually your stories get bigger and you get new ideas and you start writing novels and you do it for the joy and the love of it.
Yeah. So you write The Caller, and this came out a few years ago, and it definitely holds up. The story it's scary. There's it's a thriller. It's suspenseful, and you talk about a guy in his 20s, his late 20s, who's a volunteer at a 1-800 line, right?
And it's actually a she.
You talk about a girl who is 28 and she's a volunteer. Tell us about her story.
Well, her story, her name is Leslie, and she is when the story's taking place, she's a single mother. She has one child, and she was married at the earlier in her life and lost her husband, which is something that the reader will learn what happened and how she lost him during the course of the book. But her experiences have led her to volunteer several nights at a 1-800 helpline for latchkey children.
Mm.
And these are kids who are left home alone by their parents, usually in households that involve two working parents. And she, earlier in her life, was in one of these situations. So she volunteers to man the phone several nights a week. And that's how she comes to work at one of these at one of these helplines. And these help centers are real. I mean, I got this. I actually got this idea to write this book from a Time magazine article years ago, as a sophomore in college, and it was telling about one such helpline for children who were left home alone.
Wow!
And that's how I got the idea to write this book.
Yeah, and I guess because I was thinking, boy, because you talk about looking at a domestic situation, and that's what she did. This is what happened, and then she had to look at her own life, and that's the deal.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Scary. It's scary.
Yeah, and the story, you know, it's told. The story takes place in the mid '90s, so it's a little bit different time frame than obviously what we're in now. You know, economics dictated that there were and there still are a lot of households that involve two working parents.
Yeah. Boy, no kidding. So it's a fascinating book. The plot, we're not going to give the whole thing away, but I think you set it up well. What do you hope people take away from reading The Caller?
Well, three main things come to point. Number one, I want readers to just forget about their lives.
Mm.
I want them to forget about reality. And so in many ways, it's just an escape, which I think is true for most books.
Yeah.
The number two thing I would say is I really want readers to experience suspense in its most quintessential aspect. And I really think that they will discover that in this book. Many readers will find themselves turning the pages faster than they want to. It's just that kind of book. And, I mean, there are some backstory elements interwoven into the front story in which Leslie, the volunteer, tells the reader about her past experiences. But the front story is straight white-hot suspense.
Yeah, that's why I said it's scary. Exactly. It's suspense is the great way to put it. So then we go to Critical Mass. Give us a synopsis of what happens. This also takes place in the 90s.
This takes place, yes. This takes place a little bit later, the late 90s. Critical Mass is a big book. It's a much bigger story. And it's a road trip novel. And it's two college roommates. Junior year of college, kind of caught in that no man's land between childhood and adulthood. You know, not quite sure where they're going in life. And one of them has recently lost what he considers the love of his life. And the other roommate is, the night that the story takes place, it is the 7th anniversary of his father's death. So, in the dead of the night, spontaneously, they decide to leave their college and go on this road trip in the middle of the night to find this girl, find this lost love.
Wow.
And during the journey, each roommate has a story to tell. And the main character, whose name is Dennis, he will tell the story of how he met the girl of his dreams and how he ultimately lost her. And the other roommate, his name is Kurt, will tell the story of what happened 7 years ago when his father took ill and how he lost his father. So you've got a main front story and you've got two backstories in Critical Mass, and everything is woven into a singular tapestry as the book comes to a close.
I like that, a single tapestry. Oh, that's such a good way to phrase that. And it's the same thing. What do you look for as far as people reading this and what they would take away that are listening to us?
Again, I would want them to forget about their lives. Critical Mass is not a straight suspense story. It's several different genres rolled into one. I would call it in some ways a coming of age story because the characters are trying to find themselves. It's also part romance. It's also part horror. So it's a lot of things, and it's part thriller. There are suspenseful moments. I would like the reader to feel emotions he or she has never felt before. In fiction, there's something I refer to as moving the center. And I think, and probably every author, the goal of every book that every author writes, this is probably the goal, but the way I view it is any book that I write, its main goal is to move the center. And what I mean by that is I believe every reader has a center of gravity. And I don't see that center of gravity as being in the brain. It's somewhere in the gut. It's in the middle of the chest. And they have this thing called suspension of disbelief. You gotta suspend the reader's disbelief. And if the story is good, if the story does its job, it will lift the reader's center of gravity and move it maybe 6 feet to the right. And that's what I refer to as moving the center.
I love that. I've never heard it described that way. I think you're so right. If that happens, I mean, that's important because that's exactly the idea of sitting down to read a novel, of what you want to happen.
Yeah, and there are a lot of different ways to do that depending on what genre your novel falls into. My other novel, One Lane Bridge, will move the center in. I've had readers tell me that they felt emotions that they've never felt before reading any other book.
Yeah, and that's high, high praise. We're out of time, but this was fascinating. Dan, in looking at both of these books and other works that I'm sure you have in the offing, I can only imagine. Daniel Kriskowski, thank you so much. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, The Caller, Critical Mass. You can find all of this stuff there. Thanks for coming on.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Facebook with some great big plans for the first ever Elevate by Black Summit, an incredible opportunity with a training event that's free. It's a one-day virtual summit hosted by comedian, actress, and podcast host Michelle Boutte. Rachel Hawk, marketing manager for small business at Facebook, joins us. Rachel, give us more details.
This month, we're so excited to put a spotlight on Black-owned small businesses and offer a new training event, the Facebook Elevate by Black Summit. So many small businesses have suffered incredible loss over the last year, but Black-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by higher closure rates and lost sales. This virtual event will give new tools, insights, and inspirations for businesses on their road to recovery.
Rachel, where can we go for more information to sign up for the event?
To learn more about the Buy Black Summit or sign up to attend the event, go to facebook.com/buyblacksummit.
Thanks, Rachel. Again, facebook.com, Buy Black Summit.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A place just outside of London. Lauren Markets Bullock joins us now, and she's written a book called The Aria of She. In fact, she's so prolific, there's more than just one, so you'll get hooked and it will drip into others, which I love because that gives you the stories where it keeps going on and on and on, and I love those kinds of writers, and I love getting pulled into those stories. So we are absolutely thrilled to welcome her to the show. Lauren, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. This is so exciting. It's my first opportunity to talk about the Aria of She, so thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you and I talked a little bit off the air, and you were telling me your road to writing it. So just tell us a little bit of what happened. I mean, this was something that started when you were young, and you have the ultimate thing that I think really shows up in good writers. You had a character that was in your head that was buzzing around and bugging you for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah. So my main character, Blazed, it began when I was 14, so 20 years ago. The first Lord of the Rings movie came out, and off the back of that, a small group of friends and I became completely obsessed with everything, and we started writing. Started with fan fiction and then kind of progressed on to original writing, and a friend had an idea for a story, but she wanted those of us in the group to create a character sort of based on ourselves, but with as much creative license as we wanted and needed. And that was where Blaze came to life, and I had no other intention for her at all. But she was there, and I presented this character to my friend, and she went off and did her thing. And then Blaze just stayed there. She was just in my head constantly. And I was just always thinking of what would Glaze do in this situation? Where would she go? How would she react to that? What would she do on a night out? What would she do at school? And so I just started putting bits and pieces down on paper. And then a short kind of novella version of The Aria of She emerged from all of that. It was only about 20 short chapters, and most of what was originally written has completely gone and been completely rewritten. But it was all thanks to my wife that The Aria of She, in the version that it now is, it is. She, when we were first getting to know each other, when we first got together, she read the original version of it and admitted that it had a lot of room for improvement, but she really pushed me to kind of work on it. She really believed in that sort of the acorn before it grew into the oak tree. She really believed in that, and she really encouraged me and pushed me to work on it and do more, and I'm so glad she did. It then took several more years and several more obstacles, so from the first concept to it actually being published last year, it took me 19 years. I don't plan to take that long with the second one, I promise you.
Oh, yeah, we're waiting for all those. I'm waiting for all those books to drip out. So wonderful that you got that crazy great encouragement. I mean, that's the power of that. The Aria of She, give us a little sneak. Tell us a little bit about the plot and what goes on with Glaze.
So, I'll explain the setting first. So, it's not set on Earth. It is a completely fictional planet called Cressida. And if you think about every mythological creature, every myth, every legend, every god, every goddess that you've ever heard of, looked up, watched a film about, any countries that you've been to, they all exist on the same planet. So rather than races like we have on Earth, where we think about different races of people being from different countries, they're literally different creatures. So, the main cast, as it were, you've got a siren, a werewolf, a pixie, a fairy hybrid, and an elf. So that's just to lay some groundwork for you. And it all centres around the year that my main character, Glaze, falls. She's already 21. And 21-year-old sirens go through a kind of spiritual puberty where their own gifts start to strengthen and really cement themselves before they kind of step into womanhood. So Glaze is experiencing her awakening, which is known to, you know, like puberty, you go through mood swings and things. But Glaze's awakening is unlike anything that she's ever been prepared for by her mum, anything that she knows. And she starts questioning everything she knows about being a siren. When she loses her temper, things shake and move and break. She starts hearing voices, which eventually she realises are other people's thoughts. But her mum is categoric. No, sirens. That doesn't happen. That's not the kind of magic that we have. So she has to go out and start finding her own answers. And unfortunately, she falls into the clutches of a coven of vampires led by a character called Nias Holter. He's the coven leader. And she's sort of swept off her feet by this Prince Charming character. And over time, she just starts to spiral down. She starts to realise they're involved in organised crime and they've got a lot of bad juju behind them, but she gets so ensnared in their web that she just can't get out, and ultimately she ends up in a domestic violence situation. So yeah, that was quite heavy to write things like that, but I felt it was important to do that as much justice as possible without being insensitive, and I hope that is something that I've achieved with it. But it's set over the space of about 6 months, and this book can be read in its own right. It does have a conclusion, as it were. It does kind of round itself off at the end, but by no means is this the end of Glaze's story. There is so much more to come, and if you think you know where the rest of the series is going and where Glaze's path will take her, I assure you, you don't.
I love that. When we look at the Ari of She, and people are listening to us and they say, wow, that sounds interesting. I want to get Lauren's book. What do you hope people take away from reading this first book and the story of Blaze and the beginnings of Blaze?
First of all, obviously, I hope they enjoy it and that they want more. If they can get to the end of the book and feel like that they need to send me a message going, write it now, because I do get quite a few of those messages weekly, which is brilliant because, you know, just knowing that people have enjoyed it that much. Reading has always been an escape for me. My mum introduced reading to me very, very young. She was reading me books way ahead of my age from very, very young. And I hope that the Aria of She can be that kind of escapism for other people. But I'm also using it to kind of, book one kind of lays the groundwork for everything, but it's my opportunity to kind of delve into shining a light on the things that I don't feel are necessarily as represented in mainstream media as I would like to see. Mental health issues, domestic violence, LGBTQ, those are the sorts of things that I feel could have bigger representation. And writing these books, it's fun, it's fantasy, you know, and it kind of takes the serious edge off things. But at the same time, it's my opportunity to sort of push that out there and sort of show people actually, you know, people do understand and you're not alone in these things, you know, whatever kind of battles you're facing day to day. Sometimes art is what we turn to and we look for versions of ourselves in art. And I really, really hope that Aria can be that. If it just helps one person to sort of go, then that would make me feel good.
Well, you know, the clock is ticking on this next one.
Sorry, I talk a lot.
So we're waiting. Just brilliant. The Aria of She is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You can pick it up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Are there other places where people can find you?
So in the UK, we have kind of similar to your Barnes & Noble, we have Waterstones. I haven't quite made it into the shelves in the shops yet, but they do stock me online. So if you want to buy from Waterstones, you can do. I am self-published, but I use the services of a company called Author House. They have a UK and a US store, and you can also buy the book there.
All right, so there's a couple of roads that lead to the Aria of She. Lauren Margots Bullock, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.